Hello, Nick.
Hi, Nick. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey. Better
Hi.
as we speak. My wife actually had
Oh.
to go to the hospital, pick up the checks, because they keep making me chase around my money. And when that happens,
Oh, I
I'm going to
see.
put a $600 lien on the place after I get paid, and they're not going to be
Yeah.
able to move in until they pay $2,500. They might end up
Wow.
taking me to court for the whole thing, but it's going to favor me because I have all the evidence. So
Yeah.
I've dropped $3,000 on a retainer for an attorney of mine, and spoke to my electrician because my electrician's aspect, he's looking at like $1,100 for the whole thing, probably at the most $15. So they're telling me, oh, we're not going to pay that, and his work is already done. So and they're not paying me on my electrician, so I got to cough up that
That's
for him.
terrible.
And I had originally, I was going to do it for like a couple hundred. I didn't think it was going to
Yeah.
be a big deal, but then he started looking at it and got into it Friday afternoon when I told him not to, but he was already there and it was a little late to tell him, you know, fuck off pretty much. So
Yeah.
he just wanted to make sure what it was, and yeah, there was a couple problems, and then by doing whatever he did, he set off a fire alarm 3 times. So what they luckily don't come out, they call before they come,
Yeah.
which is kind of funny.
Okay.
And then
Yeah.
yeah, so they're trying to get me for, well, each false fault alarm system is $325 for one. So there's three of them.
Wow, that's
So
crazy.
they're trying to
Yeah.
get me for that. Yeah. Oh, they're fucking, I'm sorry to say it, but they're fucking retards.
Yeah, I
I don't want
believe
to say
it.
the word, but they are. And you know,
Yeah.
I got stuff, I got things in my family that, you know, are, you know, the my aunt's son's a little wonky, but you know, he's a good kid. But yeah, I don't like to say that R word, but at the same time, it's like these people have no communication, no common sense. It's Dover Health. They're in
I see.
Missouri, and Dover Health is also in Downers Grove. The vice president is Steve something, Holmberg, whatever. The guy's a fucking prick. Complete
Oh, I
fucking
see.
asshole. Big time. Big time. I had two people listen in to the conversations just to make sure that, you know, it's peace of mind. I know I'm not the one
Yeah.
that's a asshole, you know, even though I am, but I'm a business asshole. There's a difference. And I'm a small business owner. I'm not, you know, I have zero in my checking account because of not just them, but overall, you know, I got
Yeah.
three, you're one of them. I got two other payments that are late. I had to take a loan out to a guy who's connected, if you know what I mean. So if I don't pay him by
Yeah.
Thursday, you know, he's not a very nice man. I'll leave it at that.
Oh
He's
no.
my
Okay.
father. He's my father.
Okay.
But at the same time, it's like, yeah, so I'm going to the bank. Literally, I'll be there in 2 minutes.
Okay.
So let me see what I have in the account to cover what I got to cover you guys and go from there.
Okay.
Because I'm going to probably end up keeping, I went with another website company and just, I don't like them. I'm just, you know, I'm old set in my ways. That's a lot less money, of course, but I just, I'm an old man. You know, I have my set ways. You know what I mean? So just like your dad or
Yeah.
your grandpa, you know, he had one particular pipe tobacco. He had one particular hair gel, you know, deodorant,
Yeah.
whatever it is. You know what I mean? He slept on either the right or the left. I sleep on the left because it's closer to the door next to my shotgun,
Yeah.
you know,
Oh,
and my
there you go.
machete and axe. Oh yeah. I'm
That's
not going to use
funny.
a shotgun. I'm going to do it quietly. I got a machete and an axe. And I used to chop wood for a living, so
Oh,
I'm a
wow.
great
If
chopper.
you get a notification that talks about the payment being late and how, you know, it's past due 149 from July 29th and on August 29th it'll reoccur to 298, that's only because it will
Delayed.
continue to
Yep.
reoccur until it settles. But let's say that you can pay this, you know, later today or tomorrow. I don't want you to have another payment in August. So whenever you can pay this, I'll push the next one out 30 days so you'll get a full month of service, okay? I'll notate the account. That'll help you out a
Yeah, I
little bit,
appreciate it.
okay?
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Of
Yeah. So
course.
what really helped me out is if you go on Dover Health, make sure it's the right one and give them a shoe
Okay.
credit because they're
Right.
literally fucking assholes. Literally. They
Oh,
had
I
me,
believe it.
I had to have my wife go and do all this because I'm running around. I had a plumbing job today, two of them. accomplished both with, we'll know tomorrow, flying colors. I got to go back tomorrow for a couple things, but I'm just literally they have no credibility, no responsibility, and they have this. Well, that's not my problem. That's your problem, you know.
Wow.
And when I literally sent them three messages, two of them were on email, and actually three, five, and three of them were on text message to the lady I was in cahoots with, and let her know, hey, the check has to be made out to Nick Robin. That's me. Not John Nicholas. There is no John Nicholas. That's just my business. John is my grandfather. I'm Nicholas. There you go. One and done. And they're literally like not understanding all of it.
Yeah.
So like,
how hard is that to understand? Yeah.
Yeah.
So question, because we have a visa ending in 0228 and it's saying that it's no good.
No.
Should I update?
I had to get a new one. Yeah. Yeah. You can do that right now if you want. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So then go ahead with the new card number when you're ready.
4430.
Okay.
4500-7791.
Mm-hmm.
7325. Expires 0726. Magic 3.
Mm-hmm.
539.
And this card is still tied into the Sheehan court for the billing address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Should I try to process it now, or do you need a couple of days? When do you want me to set it to
You can try it now. I don't know how much is in there, to be honest with you.
Okay, let's see if we can.
Because I took stuff out, so yeah.
Okay. Interestingly enough, it came back and said suspected fraud. So that doesn't mean there's fraud on your account. It could mean that because we're out of state that they're just going to send you a little text in a minute that says, you know, local splash is trying to process 149. Is that okay? You know how sometimes they'll do that because they think it might be fraudulent. But I'll read it back to you, and you can tell me if I'm a digit off. You said 4430.
Oh, wait.
Okay.
Wait, I'm at the bank literally right now. I just put my card in.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
Man.
Tell me when you're ready.
It feels like a Monday, but it's not.
Right? Yeah, I feel that too. Yep. It really does.
I'm doing one check at a time because I know they're...
Did you get anything on your phone that says, like, local splash is trying to process this?
I haven't received anything yet.
Okay, it might come in your email, but in the meantime, if you have the card, I'll verify what I have, and I'll make sure I have all the correct numbers.
Okay.
Are you ready, or do you need to get it again?
There's a problem, man. What's the deal? One more check returns. You'll tell you it's up 360. Any return check, one or more checks are being returned because they have not been accepted. Please take. Ay, ay, ay. Okay, let's try this again. I might have to go into the bank. I don't know. It won't be, it's not accepting the check for some reason.
I see.
And it's a good time you called now. So appreciate the call.
Yeah, because you're there. Yeah, of course. So let me just verify. You said the number was 4430. 4500.
Okay, so don't repeat this, please. Yeah, don't repeat nothing that I just sent you.
Okay.
I don't know what I got to do. I might have to go in. I don't know.
It might be a different number. Okay, so I'll let you go in and deal with that. You want me to call you back in like a half an hour or so?
Yes, I think that should be fine.
Okay, you got it. I'll talk to you then, and we'll get it squared away. In the meantime, have a good afternoon, okay?
Thanks, Tina. I hope I do. Yourself as well.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that, Nick. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you, Peter.